Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's good on, people? You are locked back in to the Double MP, the Miles Mikulski podcast. And this week is pretty much a continuation of last week's, because ever since I did last week's podcast, which if you haven't seen it, go back and check it out. It's called Is Lil Nas X Evil or a Genius? And I let you guys decide, and a couple of you got back to me and were like, yeah, I'm not really feeling it. I'm not really about that life. A couple of people kind of agreed with some of the stuff I was saying in last week's podcast, saying, you know, it weren't really for me, so I keep it moving. Other people were just having the laugh and said, Miles, you're breaking it down a bit too much for me. And I was like, listen, that is what my aim and my plan is to try and do on the podcast, where we have important topics and stuff to discuss and, you know, disclose. But the thing that, obviously, in last week's episode, I kind of broke down a lot of my thoughts and feelings, but I had based them mainly off just watching the video. And I remember recording last week's podcast, obviously it was only a week ago, it was only 7 days ago, so it's not that far away. But I remember watching the video, showing my family, as I mentioned, the video. So I was watching it twice, but I hadn't seen any of the extra other stuff apart from there was a shoe deal or something like that. So as I kind of went through and I reflected on some of my thoughts and opinions, because at the end of the day, opinions can always change, you know what I mean? They're not always set in stone. It's very, very subjective. And I thought to myself, yeah, I kind of don't know how I feel about Montero, you know? Like, I'm not an anti, oh my God, like, I hate Lil Nas X and all that. Definitely not on those levels. But I can see myself being like, yeah, I'm not really feeling it. And for some of you guys who know, I have a radio show that I do every single week on the weekends. And obviously the podcast is also comes out every single Monday. So I got around to this Saturday just gone, and I had the opportunity to play the song, and I didn't. And the reason why I didn't play the song, and I feel like these are my final resting opinions on this whole Lil Nas X, Montero, the shoecase, and all of this stuff, right, is I'm not really feeling it at all. And I'll break it down as to why. Because when it comes to the whole coming out or coming of age type element of the song, I don't really mind that at all. I don't really care, to be honest. I think that's a good look. And how I looked initially, as I said, I'd never seen it in my life before, Satan getting twerked on by Lil Nas X, or anyone twerking on Satan, to be honest. But how I saw that was, you know, if you're saying I'm going to go to hell for being gay, might as well do some gay stuff for you. I mean, like, that is how I initially had taken that video, innit? Like, I might as well talk on Satan, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I looked at that video, innit? And I was like, I mean, it makes sense, you know what I mean? I think that was a kind of masterpiece stroke. But that part of it, and obviously I didn't know that Call Me By Your Name was a coming of age film by, I think it's Timothée Chalamet, a couple years ago, like 2017, 2018. So I was learning things as time was going on. But my main concern and reason why I don't really mess with this song, specifically this song, and I don't know where Lil Nas X is going to go from this, is the Satanism stuff. That is really like not a vibe. Now, for a lot of people celebrating, in the UK it's Bank Holiday, but I don't know if it's, I think Easter is universally across the world the same weekend, because I know sometimes like Mother's Day and things can change. But so I can only speak centrally for the UK, but for us it's Easter weekend, isn't it? And Easter slash Bank Holiday weekend. Now, if you dropped that song, bear in mind Friday was Good Friday. Imagine man dropped that song on Good Friday. Yo, it would have been an absolute madness, because that is a special day as it is, yeah? But then you dropping that, oh, yo. Like, the people were already outraged, and people like Nick Young and Joyner Lucas have already kind of had their two cents to say amongst so many other people, right? But, yeah. It's just mad. It's really crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Easter Sunday coming through and people are singing, call me by your name. No. No. But it's not so much, like I said, again, it's not so much the coming of age part of it. It's more the Satanism stuff. The shoes. Now, I've been deep in it this week, and I've just been thinking to myself, nah, man. It's not right, really, is it? Like, he's getting sued. Well, he's not. The company that made the shoes, Mischief, are getting sued. And fair enough, that, like, you know what I mean? You can't buy someone else's product and then, like, make it, like, customize it and then resell it on, because the company, at the end of the day, it's Nike shoes. They have the right to say no and, you know, cease and desist that. And that's what they're pretty much trying to do. And Lil Nas X started moaning and crying and complaining and stuff like that. And when I say crying, he wasn't really crying, but he was complaining about it and saying, oh, freedom of expression and speech and stuff. Why did you not just design your own shoes? Like, again, I can't stop anyone from doing, if you want to make pentagram satanized shoes, yeah, why don't you just make your own shoes and do it that way? Why would you buy a next man's shoes and then customize them and not expect that the person who's going to fit, like, do you know what I mean? Unless you're buying the shoes from Marilyn Manson, what do you expect? You know what I'm saying? Even Marilyn Manson still might have something to say about that and still sue you. So unless you're doing an official collab, like how, you know, we've had Yeezys in the past and we've had Drake's line, or we've had SK Airs by Skepta. Why, yo, yeah, it's just, I thought that was a bit naive of him to think, to be fair. Do you know what it was? It's like, I also thought to myself, I get, and like, from the outsider perspective I have, when I look at it, like, if you think, like, religion, and a lot of, like, America and society is based off religion, isn't it? Like, being staunch Christian or whatever religion people are from. Like, if you feel like it's Christians, because mainly that's pretty much who got attacked in the video, yeah? If you feel like they made it like so that you can't express who you are and stuff like that, I get it, fair enough. I see why there's anti-religion or anti-resentment, but trying to counteract and you make a sub interweave a coming of age story with Satanism, I don't think that kind of works for me still. You know what I'm saying? That is what I'm saying. It's the Satanism aspect that is just like, for me, that's not it. That's not it, King. That's not it, my guy. That is not it at all. Like, I don't want to see that, because I could easily not seen it. I mean, I've seen the video twice. I haven't watched it since last weekend. But it's just, you're causing more of the people to, like, automatically shut their ears and eyes. I don't know. Yeah, you can't shut your ears. But you know what I'm trying to say, innit? Like, you're automatically getting people be like, nah, don't want to see that. That's Satanist shit. I'm out. I don't want to hear that. And that's the thing. It's like, I think, had it have been, like, up until maybe even that point, even if he pole danced from, like, what he did, yeah, from heaven to hell, I don't even think it'd have been that mad. I don't know. It's just, even the video itself, I don't think the video itself is that mad. I just think it's the extra part about it and the satanized shoes and all that aspect that kind of ruined it. And, you know, it's the song still got a lot of backlash, but you know what I mean? It got a lot of people who, especially a lot more online people, you know, those who live in social media, supporting Lil Nas X. But even still, a lot of people are still very anti the song. Don't get me wrong, I think by now the song has probably gone to number one. I can check in the UK, to be fair. Let me open up the radio, the official singles chart. But, like, I know that the song first week would do well, but I want to see now in the next couple of weeks where this song goes. It's still going to get heavily streamed, but we always know that streaming numbers aren't always everything about it. Like, right now, currently, let's check the chart, right? It's number one in the UK. It went straight to number one. I expected that because Lil Nas X is a household name. But I want to see how things kind of maneuver. Like we saw with Slow Tires, I went to number one and then it dropped off quick. It didn't go back to number one. It fell off, and I don't know where it is now in the chart because I haven't looked at the album's chart recently. So it'll be interesting to see the dynamic of the impact, the long-term impact of where this Montero song leaves Lil Nas X. Because another point I kind of thought about this week is, like, when Jordan Lucas and other people were like, yeah, like, you know, what's kind of mad is that you made our kids see some real leftist shit. And Lil Nas X said, that's not my fault, that's the parents' fault. No, not really. It's your fault, Lil Nas X. It is your fault. And that's something that I overlooked, really. I didn't think about the whole part of it. And I'll break it down for you guys who might be thinking, Miles, what do you mean? What are you thinking? Like, what's your thought process behind this? So if I'm a parent now, and I have to put myself in a parent role, you know what I mean? And I have my kid. And in the UK, of course, we have CBeebies. You know what I mean? Shout out CBeebies, you know. That was, CBeebies and CBBC were legendary back in the day when I used to watch that stuff. But I watched that stuff for like over 10, 12 years now, so it's bad. But, like, if I'm putting my kids to watch CBeebies, and I know the Teletubbies is going to come on, you know, Tinky Winky, Nipsey, La La, and Poe and them, man, yeah? And every single time, all they are running around in the field, Tummy Vision, all that nonsense, yeah? But then next thing you know, I see Nipsey twerking on Satan. I'm going to be like, yo, no, yo, okay. Where, I didn't expect this to see this. There was no disclaimer put up to say this episode is going to have some graphic content or things that might cause offense. None of that was there, you know. And how I'm linking this back in is, How is that my fault then if Dipsy's twerking? I know it sounds crazy, but how is it my fault if Dipsy's twerking and doing a madness on the TV screen and all that? I wouldn't know that because there's no disclaimer that's been told me. So that's, sorry, been told me, you know, great English. That's told me that that's something is going to happen in this episode that I should, you know, viewer discretion should be advised. Just like how on every single hip hop song you get, if you're downloading it or, you know, you're seeing it or it's on Apple Music or whatever, it always has an E next to it, explicit nature. This, I feel Lil Nas X went for the shock factor and the fear factor, not shock factor, not fear factor, sorry. He went for the shock factor. He went for the virality of the moment. But at the same time, he's alienated a lot of people because a lot of his fan base were kids. I would definitely say he had a lot more under 18 diehard fans than over 18. And, you know, the parents, a lot of the time, especially for the little, the younger kids, I'd say the under 12s, under 13s, they are very influential in what they allow their kids to watch. Don't get me wrong, every kid now has a phone, an iPad or something that they can access themselves, or they can go to school and hear it from someone else who has a phone and whose parents are more blessed. But he's alienated a lot of people out of his fan base. And yeah, I know he, in his mind, he felt that's the correct thing to do, but I don't know in the long run how this is going to affect him. This, because it's one of those kind of like terms and stigmas that you have on people now. It's like, bruh, like Lil Nas X saying like 2024, let's say 3 years time from now, and he's dropping, I don't know, another random song. And people are like, right, that's the one that was like up with Satan, you know? And that's the thing, if you think about what has been really been extracted since that video came out, everybody knew that Lil Nas X was gay, yeah? So like, that's not a thing right now. People kind of, like, if you felt some type of way about it, that's your problem, innit? But everyone knew that Lil Nas X was gay. Why? Because it came out like 2019, 2020. The difference is it's the Satanism thing that's been extracted from it, and that will last longer, way, way longer than anything else that we kind of got from Call Me By Your Name. And is that a thing that opens doors for people? It opens doors for, like, you know, people who like heavy metal and stuff like that. Does it open doors for more of like a homosexual discussion in hip-hop? Not really, because there hasn't been a massive artist, I'd say, who's, you know, who's outright gay in hip-hop apart from Lil Nas X prior, right? You had Tyler the Creator come through and say some like bars on his raps that have alluded to it, but he's never come right outright and said that he's gay. There's Kevin Abstract of Brockhampton, who has also said stuff like I only like white boys like Shawn Mendes, something like that. Yeah, I think that's in the song Star, which actually is a good song. It's a really good song, to be fair. It's like all of them, they're all like golf carts and stuff. It's one of the first Brockhampton songs I'd ever actually heard. But then people don't care about that from this thing. All they're looking at is the shoe deal. They're looking at the craziness behind this, all the Satanism stuff. And if Lil Nas X believes in that, and he really truly does believe in it, because even Jordan Lucas was quick to kind of say, does he even really believe in it? Probably not. Then it's attention seeking, and it's overridden maybe the powerful message that he's initially intended. And that's the thing, I think if it was just a centralized video, it would have kind of still been wild, but would have made more sense. But I just think he just went on some leftist madness with this and took it too far with the 666 pairs of shoes, the 1018 reference and all that. And yeah, if this is something like I alluded to in the last podcast episode about him being anti-religion and using the white horse being small and the four white horsemen of the apocalypse and all that, fair enough. But it's just not a good look right now. So we're gonna have to see what he does. I still think he's gonna do well. There's gonna be loads of money pumped into, you know, his future releases and stuff, because he's a priority artist. He's gonna make them a lot of money. All the songs always go number one, or they go high on the chart, apart from Holiday. But that's a Christmas, so it's a holiday themed song, so they're always gonna come and go. Will that come around on people's rotation for Christmas this year though? Because even though people have short memories, people are gonna remember big things like this, hopefully. Well, not hopefully, but it's up to people, innit? We'll have to wait and see what happens. But that's been it. In a week where we're wishing DMX a lot of health and, you know, well, like health and, like, you know, speedy recovery after he was found having an overdose. In a week where we've seen Playboi Carti run into a supermarket and trash the whole thing and throw money around for his brand new Sky video. And in a week where we saw Quavo and Sweetie in the elevator, it's just been a bit mad. Lil Nas X has definitely taken it. Definitely taken, you know, the what a week crown for March/April. But that's all I had to say on the matter, you know. I thought last week I sat on the fence a little bit, and I definitely played devil's advocate to a lot of the stuff. Whereas this week, I wanted to kind of go away, ponder my thoughts, and come back and talk to you guys with a deeper understanding of the thoughts and opinions that I have towards the matter. Like I said, to paraphrase, I don't really care about the video itself. It's more the extras around it that has kind of ruined like the impact that the video could have had, in my opinion. But what do you guys think? Please let me know on socials. Get at me at Miles Mikulski. Obviously, you see my name there. You're listening to this right now. Thank you guys for rocking with me every single week, enjoying the podcast. I see you guys there. We're on episode 9. Next week is episode 10. I'm yet to see if I'm going to get a guest in. I might not. I might just talk. We're going to have to wait and see what next week offers. But until then, stay safe. Stay blessed. Go watch Montero if you want to. I ain't, but in a bit. Peace.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.